Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, whatever that is. Today we're recommending The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. This is a story both Reese's and I enjoy.
And it coincides with the fantasy theme.
So if you're enjoying the podcast, give the free trial a chance. It'll help pay for some of the hosting. I'm not sure what that is.
Quick, download it before the movie comes out, post haste!
Enjoy the episode!
Hey everybody, welcome to the Fantasy Fiction Podcast. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we're talking about liches. Because this is the Halloween episode.
Dan, dan, dan. I don't have any.
I was going to say, there was going to be some organ there if we had some licensed organs.
One of us should buy an organ.
We should probably purchase one organ.
Do you remember, like, when there were, like, organ stores? Like, you could just go and buy organs? Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, you had to go to the organ store specifically and speak to the organ man.
Yep, and they would sell you an organ, and that was a thing. That was a real thing.
That was a thing. Now you just go to Amazon.organs.
.organs.
So today is the last episode that we'll be posting before Halloween. So this is the Halloween episode. So why don't we start things off right, Josh, by talking about some of the things we love about Halloween.
Oh, okay. That's easy. Number one, free fucking candy.
Free candy. Love it. What's number two?
Number two, spooky outfits and fall crisp weather.
Like
it. Around.
I love it. I'll tell you number three, the Garfield Halloween special.
Boom. Number three is just the Garfield Halloween special.
I loved that special growing up. For some reason in my household, we always loved it.
Yeah.
And the Mark Summers magical mystery special or whatever.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yep. Yep.
Where Mark Summers was driving with some children somewhere who weren't his. And his car breaks down. So they go into this mansion and then all this magic happens.
Dude, his car breaks down. I'm making air quotes right now. Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
Yeah, right.
The best part that they would always put in the commercial for the special is Mark's like, let me go use the payphone. And then they're like, he's been in there a lot while. And they open the payphone and it's a fucking skeleton on the phone.
Dude, I wish, man. Mark Summers and I, we do not get along. I think you know that. You know that about me. I don't know if anyone else knows that about me.
I know that about you? I didn't know you don't like Mark Summers.
I'm not a huge Mark Summers guy. I don't know why. He's just rubs me the wrong way. I'm just a hater. I'm hating on him.
I always loved Mark Summers when I was growing up. I wanted to be on Double Dare. I wanted to be the host of Double Dare.
Well, you would have been way better than him. I'm just going to say that. And not just because you're my friend and I'm saying that, but he sucks.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. I'll allow it. Unwrapped is a pretty good show, though.
That's why I don't like him.
Really?
Unwrapped. Yeah,
he's always like eating some ice cream and being like, you know, ice cream takes a long time to make. And then it cuts to them making ice cream.
He sucks it up on that show. He's just a sucky idiot. You know what's really hard to make is candy. And then it just cuts away to the people who did their job and their hard work. They're the ones who shot the show. He just shows up for a day and he's like, oh, I'm going to talk about candy and eat some ice cream.
Can you blame him?
No, I can't.
What's one of your favorite Halloween specials?
Well, I always like the Great Pumpkin was one.
Oh, yeah.
I just, you know what I really love? Just television in general, how they, like, take a week off, basically, and make a Halloween episode for their show. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's always just, like, a really great, like, tradition on TV. I remember Head of the Class, they had, like, a Poltergeist episode one time. We're like,
I don't remember that at all. I don't even remember. What is Head of the Class?
Head of the Class was that show with that guy from KRP Cincinnati. He was a teacher. I don't remember his name. I'm going to look it up when I'm going to do some computering right now. But it just took place, like, it was a sitcom that took place in a classroom and, like, shit happened. Things.
All right. Well, it makes sense.
It was a good show. And I remember, like, in the end, they used, like, science to determine, like, it was like a Scooby-Doo ending. Like, it wasn't real, you know, like the poltergeist.
Gotcha. I think there's, like, a Different Strokes Halloween special where at the end it's like, hey, there was a really ghost.
That's fucking cool. I also love the McDonald's commercials from the 80s with the McNuggets and the pumpkin pail, like the little
dude. Dude, yeah. Remember how good that pail smelled forever?
Yep.
It was so good. I liked the ghost one, the white one. That was my favorite.
That was a good one.
You'd get it, and because the food was inside, you open it up and it smelled good. But then, like, days later, you'd be like, oh, I just need a little smell of McDonald's. I don't have it anymore.
I don't know about you, but, like, when I was a kid, like, going to McDonald's was, like, a thing, dude. Like, we didn't go to McDonald's, like, every day. Like, kids now, they just get fed McNuggets. Like, it's goddamn, like, that's, like, real food for them, you know? But for me, it was like, okay, it's Friday night. Everyone get in the car. We're going to McDonald's. And it was like, motherfuck yeah!
Dude, that, you had a great life.
I did. I had a great life.
I remember when they would give out, they would be like, come into McDonald's and spend $1 to get 10 coupons for soft drinks to give out to kids.
Yep.
And I like, if my kid got that, I'd be like, I am not taking you to motherfucking McDonald's for a soft drink. Go get some water.
Drink some goddamn milk, you son of a bitch. Yes. That's what I would have been told.
You sick son of a bitch. That's how I speak to my children.
Dude, Father of the Year, man. Father of the Year.
Father of the Year. And with that, let's get into some fantasy. A-ba-boom!
I hope you're ready for my Halloween story.
I am ready for your Halloween story. It is hopefully about a lich.
Oh, was that what we're writing about? No.
Thought we were writing about trick-or-treating.
I wrote mine about candy bars.
I wouldn't mind that. Let's hear it.
Okay, my candy bar story is called The Curse of Krasnor the Lich.
Oh, Krasnor. Go on. He's fast.
Go. All right. Usually, the haunted, murky woods of Derinos were eerily quiet, but this day, the creepy silence was broken by a thud, then another thud, then a snap and a loud crash. A murk monk peered out of his tree hole to see what all the noise was about and quickly ran back in, presumably to finish boning his murk monk wife or something equally as sexy.
What is a murk monk? Was that what it was?
Yeah, murk monk. He's like a chipmunk, but he's got like beady, like glowy eyes, and he's kind of like evil.
Does he have like big ears, like bat ears, kind of?
Oh yeah, sure. That sounds better than what I was picturing.
And is it just one? Is that the guy's name, or is there many?
No. He's just there for ambiance. He's just
okay.
Scenery.
All right, just you know what? I'm distracting the
it's
story.
Okay.
Keep going.
It's okay.
Keep going.
These are good questions. Down below was a very stocky and very angry dwarf named Biggles Von Axwound.
Biggles Von?
Yeah, Biggles Von Axwound. Kind of like a German name.
Love it.
Around him lay fallen haunted trees by the dozens. If I can't be a miner, Biggles said, then I'll just be the best woodsman clan Axwound ever saw. Plus, I'm so goddamn sexually frustrated, I need to do this. For me! Biggles picked up his diamond-edged war axe with enhancement sapphire and cool Van Halen symbol and swung it into another giant redwood-sized haunted-ass tree. The tree groaned in agony. Biggles kept chopping and grunting and sweating. The tree kept groaning in pain. Biggles kind of had half a chub as the tree finally fell. Biggles stood atop the tree and checked out his 24-inch pythons for several minutes. As the tree lay there, it let out one final sad-ass groan, then died. Oh, yeah, Biggles said. He did some really cool choreographed axe moves and karate.
This is a process.
Biggles Von Axwound don't fuck around, man.
He doesn't. He actually gloats and, you know, is pretty self-absorbed.
He's kind of a shithead. Just then, a huge cloud of green, noxious fart gas swept through the woods. Biggles took a big whiff and retched. The cloud concentrated around him and began to move upward into a long column, finally settling to a near perfectly still state when it vanished. In its place stood Krasnor the Lich.
So he just appears in a fart cloud?
Yeah, he sort of just farts around. Just, you know, spookily. Spooky fart cloud. Krasnor's appearance was as terrifying as he was handsome. He was half skeleton and half sex machine. His skull was surrounded by dark green magics in the form of a green flame, and he had the coolest Skrillex haircut anyone had ever seen. His body was full of worms and tree branches and someone's old boot.
How did it get there? That's another story.
That's a tale for a different time.
Oh, Jesus.
What the shit are you doing to my haunted woods? Krasnor boomed. I'm trying to prove I'm a man to my clan because of my high-pitched ass voice and generally annoying disposition, Biggles replied. You wish to be manlier? Yeah, dog! Well, you are cutting down my ancient sacred friends. I am the guardian lich of this haunted and most spooktastic forest. I can see why your comrades find you annoying because you're pissing me off. Plus, you just called me dog. I'll tell you what, I will grant you 3 wishes. With them, you can become the most manly man to ever have a swinging dick. Oh, hell yeah, dog, Biggles responded.
Oh, man, Biggles, you're so annoying.
God, fucking Biggles. Make your first wish. Biggles thought for a second and settled on his first wish. I wish to have the manliest beard in all the land, he said. Wish granted. Krasnor ripped off his own leg and began to play a sick bass riff with it. A green magical beam shot out from his sick bass solo and hit Biggles right in the fucking face. On his face, where his nasty-ass cheese beard used to be, was a majestic full beard made of penises. Krasnor laughed maniacally. There is your manliest beard, dog, Krasnor chided. Biggles stroked it and was taken aback. It's incredible, he said, and then one of the dicks jizzed.
Ew.
He's stroking it.
That's so gross.
Next wish, Krasnor boomed. Biggles again thought for a second. After a few moments, he knew what he wanted. I wish to have the sexiest wife in all the land to prove my manliness. Wish granted. Krasnor raised his wooden staff and flame sword. A loud vibrating sound began to vibrate his skull. After a moment, his skull exploded. Then he cocked his arm like a gun, and it made a cool trap music gun sound, and a new head popped out of his ribcage.
Very cartoonish and awesome.
Krasnor again laughed maniacally. Biggles felt a tap on his shoulder. He turned to look, and there stood a sexy-ass mummy. There is your sexy wife. She was once the sexiest, most beautiful woman in Darrenost, like 1,000 stupid years ago. She's perfect, Biggles said.
Biggles.
Then the mummy began to strip by starting to unravel the miles of cloth it was wrapped in. Fuck the Pain Away began to play, and the mummy got fucking down.
So she's just taking off some wraps, and there's some old stanky, like, rotted bones under there. Oh my god.
Make your final wish, Krasnor demanded. I wish to be the most powerful dwarf of all time, Biggles said right away. Krasnor let out a hearty laugh, then began to sing a Disney-esque song. If you want to become king, you must make me sing. This is your final wish. Make it your carefulest.
What?
Then a bird flew down and landed on his shoulder and immediately burst into flames, then flew away all on fire. The stripper mummy was still twerking and stripping.
What the shit is happening?
After a moment, nothing noticeable had happened, like in the previous wishes. Biggles was confused. Hey, I made a wish!
And it was granted, Krasnor replied.
Biggles checked Oliver's body, but still no noticeable difference from the man he was a second prior to making the wish. You are now the new lich, Krasnor said. Suddenly, Biggles began to feel ill. Krasnor's cloak instantly appeared over Biggles' dwarf body, as well as his staff and flame sword. Krasnor was free.
Dude. You are forever cursed to be the lord of these haunted woods, Krasnor said.
No! Biggles yelled.
I am free, Krasnor yelled.
Krasnor again laughed, crossed his hands over his chest, tilted his head back, and a green column of smoke again appeared. He could finally rip in peace. Psych, he said. Then he turned the smoke into a motorcycle and peeled out off into the sunset.
See you around, cockface.
Biggles stood there, confused. The stripper mummy finally unraveled the last of her gross mummy wrappings and began to grind all up on Biggles.
Ugh, put it back on, he said.
Then the mummy began to sexily reverse strip and rewrap her nasty-ass booty. The end.
So, this fucking lich gave a man a dick beard, fucking gave him a mummy lover, and then made him the new lich.
Mm-hmm. So, that's how it rolls.
Wait, so Krasnor, what race is he? What's his story?
I don't know. He's a lich. I don't know, man. Maybe he was an elf. I don't know.
So now he's riding around on his cloud motorcycle.
Yeah, dude.
He's wreaking havoc, dude. Oh, my God.
Maybe we'll see Krasnor again. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Dude. Dickbeard, what happens when he gets aroused? Did he just get boner beard?
Yeah, all the beards, all the dicks on the beard. And there's probably like, I don't know, 30 of them. They just stand straight up.
That's disgusting.
Dude, it's hell. It's fucking hell.
Dude, this is truly a Halloween tale.
It's probably better than a Twilight Zone episode.
It's probably better than the Bible's Halloween story.
The Bible's Halloween.
All right, Josh. Are you ready for a truly terrifying tale? I am ready.
You sound scary as well, so I imagine you are.
Let's fucking roll.
This story is called The Ruins of Brindlemore.
Dude, that's awesome.
All right, let's do this. It was a bitter cold evening in Orkspire. A blizzard was sweeping across the Wizard Mountain mountain range. It was so goddamn cold, if you tried to take a piss, you risk getting frozen pee shards in your urethra.
Oh my god.
Yep, it was backwards hell on Orkspire.
Wait, Wizard Mountains?
The Wizard Mountain Range.
The Wizard Mountain Range. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah. See,
I just want to accurately update my maps for Orkspire, so I need to know the correct name.
Just make a note. We'll get back to the maps later.
Okay.
The storm's wind silenced almost everything, except for the heavy breathing of one massive figure, drudging through the snow, draped in furs of bears, demon bears, bear sorcerers, and ultimate bear sorcerers, with two battle axes strapped to his back and the words unfuckwittable written across his chest.
Oh my god.
The figure pulled back the bear head covering his face. It was Throm, Orkspire's mightiest barbarian.
Dude.
Witch tits and warlock cocks, it's cold! He said. Throm was seldom affected by pain, but even he wasn't invincible to the cold. The barbarian needed to seek shelter. After hours and hours of treading through frozen snow, Throm looked to the sky and pled to the gods. If you don't give Throm a house, I'll come up there and rip your beards off! Almost immediately, Throm saw, in the distance, the ruins of an ancient castle, decorated with torn war banners of a forgotten clan. And burn them, he added. The ruins appeared closer. That's right.
Dude, he's fucking telling these gods what to do. Thrawn is fucking... He is unfuckwittable, dude.
Dude, the gods know he can go up there somehow. He's gonna find a way to go to God Place and fuck shit up.
God Place.
Thrawn approached the main gate, which was almost completely destroyed. He found it convenient and didn't think anything of the fresh blood smeared along the walls. Oh, no. A hooded figure appeared at the end of the hall. Thrawn yelled, "Reveal yourself or I'll reveal your bones to the cold!" The figure removed its hood. It was an elvish man, with skin as blue as ice and eyes of red. It spoke, "Thrawn the Barbarian, if you value your life, you will leave this place at once. It is under rule of our king, Brindlemore Bonesman the Lich."
Oh my god.
"And it's very dangerous for living weaklings like your..." Thrawn had already chopped him in half.
Did he chop him in half vertically or horizontally?
Horizontally.
Excellent.
"The only dangerous place is in Thrawn's hands," said Thrawn. He picked up the upper half of the elf's body. "What say you now, elf?" With blood pouring out of everywhere, the elf spoke. "Curse you, bastard! You will pay for this!" Thrawn yelled as he tore the elf's skin in two and tossed it aside. "Thrawn pays for nothing except meat pies." And he continued into the castle's ruins.
I love how Thrawn doesn't want to buy a house, but he'll pay for a meat pie. He demands of the gods a free house.
He just needs some shelter, you know?
Dude, Thrawn's a badass, man.
He continued into the castle's ruins in dire need of a meat pie. Thrawn walked into the courtyard. Blood was splattered all over the place, some of it fresh. The yard was decorated with countless decapitated bodies on pikes. The temperature dropped significantly. The wind blew. "Thrawn has ridden on backs of dragons, battled demons, and ripped out the hearts of kings. Thrawn fears nothing," you know who shouted.
Oh my god.
It echoed throughout the castle. The ground began to move as hands reached out to Thrawn for the dirt. "Fiendish fingers!" he yelled, and began stomping on them, breaking some bones clean off. They continued to pull themselves out of the ground. Zombies, dozens of them, lifted themselves up, surrounding the barbarian. The frozen, rotten flesh inched their way toward him. Thrawn drew both battle axes, held both axes out, and yelled, "Thrawn will be no dinner for stank ghouls! Special move!" The barbarian began to spin furiously, creating a cyclone of death. Heads, arms, torsos were severed, flying all the fuck over. After a few moments, no zombie was left standing, and Thrawn was covered in black zombie blood, breathing heavily, with the snow still coming down. Suddenly, a voice spoke. "An impressive display of physical prowess," it said. Thrawn's eyes shot to the voice. Standing on the courtyard's wall was Brindlemore Bonesman the Lich. He was, at this point, mostly the animated skeletal remains of an ancient demon with some gray flesh still keeping hold.
Oh, man.
He had giant horns and a massive jaw, with an overbite of thin, long, sharp teeth. He wore a tattered dark blue robe and various wraps that blew in the wind, and a black crown upon his head. In his hands, he held the first weapon of its kind that Thrawn had ever seen.
Oh, man.
The Axe Staff! A staff of twisted oak with a double-edged axe at the top, and a pulsating demon eye in the center. It was cool as fuck. Thrawn wanted it. "Thrawn is speaking now. Give me that axe staff and I shall spare you. Then kill you with it immediately afterward to try it out," he yelled. The lich began to laugh. Thrawn was pissed. "You deny Thrawn the awesome weapons? You had your chance. Now you shall die for this." Just as Thrawn moved toward the lich, he made a gesture with his fingers and swung the axe staff around. A metal gate fell on the entrance, trapping Thrawn inside. All the doors to the courtyard opened and skeletons came pouring out. Each holding a tiny shiv. "You should not have come here, barbarian, for now you will do battle with my skeletal minions in the Circle of Shivs tournament," it yelled. The skeletons surrounded Thrawn, creating a field of play. Three skeletons approached him, shivs drawn. Drop the axes and take one of the shivs, one spoke. That's how we do the shiv tournament. Shivs only, no axes, spoke the other. It's been that way for a long time, and I'll be damned if it changes today, said the third. He was an old skeleton. Shut up, skeletons! I don't talk to no bones! Throm yelled, and he uppercutted all three skeletons at once.
Holy shit. He
punched them so hard they turned to dust in the air, and it snowed cursed bone dust on the rest of the skeletons. They breathed it in, and since it was cursed, it gave them all severe arthritis.
Which is, like, the worst thing a skeleton could have, like...
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's really the only disease that a skeleton suffers from.
Oh, shit, my motherfucking bones! I'm all hurt, said one skeleton. Hurt my skeletons, barbarian? You shall die now, shouted the lich, and he began to shoot lasers out of the axe staff's eye at Throm. The barbarian ran around the courtyard, dodging the blasts. He began picking up arthritis skeletons and launching them at the lich. The king would catch them in midair with his lasers, and they'd explode, raining more cursed bone dust on the remainder of the skeletons. Their arthritis got so severe that they all just started crying. Throm launched five skeletons at the lich at once and caught him off guard. One of the skeletons hit his hand, and the lich was disarmed. Bone boys, protect the axe staff, shouted Brindlemore. The remaining nearly crippled skeletons struggled toward the axe staff. Oh, fuck no, skeletons, yelled Throm, and he started drop kicking motherfuckers left and right.
Dude.
As High on Fire started playing. Skeletons were flying all over, hitting walls, shattering, hitting other skeletons, and creating weird skeleton combos. These were the mightiest dropkicks anyone in Orcspire had ever seen. A warrior in a distant town was having dinner with his family when he suddenly dropped his spoon and said, "Who the fuck is dropkicking like 100 skeletons right now? You guys feel that? Man, someone is whooping some ass." Throm dropkicked one skeleton so hard, his grandma skeleton felt it, and she shot out of her goddamn coffin.
She sat up and said,
damn, I was just trying to rest in eternal peace.
Dude.
Dude, Throm is on a tear right now.
This might be Throm's greatest adventure.
Like 1,000 bones were laying everywhere. Throm had drop-kicked his way through the skeleton crowd. He picked up the axe staff and felt the pulsating eye's energy run through him. Shit, yeah, magic as fuck, said Throm. You fool, yelled the lich. You have no idea of the axe staff power. You will be destroyed now. On the lich's last word, hundreds of cursed paladins and clerics came marching toward the castle, all chanting. Banshees and ghosts were swirling overhead of the small army. The metal gate opened. Throm was cornered. Ultra special secret move! Yelled Throm. His eyes went black, and he started to glow red as he charged the army, swinging the axe staff wildly.
Dude.
High on Fire started to play again, but this time, louder.
Dude, he's fucking enraged, man.
Dude, there's no stopping Throm now, dude.
Oh my god.
Throm started chopping undead body parts everywhere. With each kill, Throm felt the axe staff grow with more powerful. Throm pulled back. The paladins held up their shields. And Throm drop-kicked the fuck out of the entire army.
Oh my god.
And pushed them back. One fell to his knees. Please, it said. I got a little undead boy at home. I'll let him know his dad's sucking demon dick in the underworld.
Holy shit.
And he chopped him down the middle. A banshee screamed. That was my husband, you sick son of a bitch! And it swooped down to grab the barbarian. Throm turned and said, chill the fuck out! And out of the axe staff's eye shot a beam of ice that froze the banshee. It fell to the ground and shattered. Strange couple, noted Throm, as he continued to cleave the army 17 at a time.
Yep.
Just a little commentary on what happened.
He's just noticing things. He's a noticer of things.
The lich had seen enough. It summoned an ice scythe and flew into the battlefield. Throm cleaved another 17 undead in half, then swung the axe staff back around and turned toward the lich. The two swung and parried each other's attacks. This went on for some time as fucking sparks were shooting all over. No matter the cold, Throm kept up with the lich at every move. The lich swung again at Throm and finally scratched him. He tore some of his fur armor. The two stopped completely. Throm looked at the damage, then back at the lich. The lich swallowed. He knew he fucked up. "My priceless ultimate bear sorcerer fur!" yelled Throm. "You die, scum!" And Throm swung the axe like a madman several feet away from the lich. The king was confused. The staff was glowing bright red, but the lich was completely safe. "Hey, asshole, you're supposed to be hitting me with that thing," mocked the lich, when suddenly there was a rumbling from the sky. The whole world seemed to shake as something drew near. Finally, oh, Brindlemore Bonesman looked up and realized what it was. "Mother of..." He got out right before a fucking meteor fell out of the sky and hit the lich, and he exploded.
Oh my god. Dude. Holy shit.
Throm approached the wreckage. There lay the lich's crown. He picked it up and looked at it. "Nobody fucks with Throm," spoke the barbarian, and he crushed it in his hands.
Dude.
The end.
All right, I gotta say this right now. That was the best story I have ever heard in my entire life.
Dude.
Let alone on this show.
Dude, better than the Bible's barbarian story?
At least 10 times better than the Bible's barbarian story. At least.
At least.
And that one's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Dude, Brindlemore Bonesman, what the fuck was he thinking, dude?
Dude, he's he got up and he didn't know. He didn't know what was going to happen to him. He had no idea.
Could he not read Throm's chest?
Dude, he didn't care.
Oh boy.
He was drinking that pride juice. He thought he could do it, but nope.
Get real.
Get real.
The problem is Throm has this fucking ultimate axe staff.
Yeah, man. Who's gonna?
Who can mess with Throm now? Who? But I guess that's every Throm story.
Yeah, who could have messed with him anyway?
He'll always find a way just to power through and kill everybody.
Fucking meteor, dropping a meteor on a dude.
He summoned the goddamn meteor. He did. How did he know that he could do that,
dude? The question is, how didn't he know he couldn't have done that?
Dude, that's a goddamn Halloween ending.
That is a goddamn Halloween. Dude, that was a great story. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Favorite story so far, easily.
Oh, thank you. I don't think anything will beat the fly man. Or
I don't know. No. That was no.
Dude, the M. Night Shyamalan, the fucking Signs or Sixth Sense of fantasy fiction.
Sixth Sense of fantasy fiction, yeah. Welcome to another edition of Reese's the Wise and
Old Snickerdoodle. We are here to answer scrolls sent to us from another time, and we are prepared to answer your questions.
Yes, we are.
We've been studying.
Okie dokie, first scroll is from Justin Emerton. He asks, have you ever been involved in radical wizard battles? Every fucking goddamn son of a bitch day is a radical wizard battle, Jesus.
I cannot go outside without having at least two radical wizard battles. I always win.
It's like a fucking radical wizard battle cum fiesta out there, Jesus.
That you described it perfectly. Next scroll! At Dylan Show asks, what is the dankest puss you've ever dipped your wizard sticks in? Well, that's a great question. And to be honest, I'll have to turn this one over to Reese's, where he went to Wizard Yale. And, well, as we've said before, it was a real fuckathon there. So, Reese's, you're really the expert here.
I don't know. Did you ever fuck a troll mummy? That's pretty nasty. How about a dirty puddle of troll blood? I fucked that. That shit was crazy.
Reese's, you are uncouth.
Well, you know, when I was a young 90-year-old wizard, which was like a million years ago, I would just fucking fuck everything. It didn't even matter.
Good lord, man.
You know, whatever, man. It was a different time back then, and lots of free love and puddle fucking.
I think it was a different age. I've never heard of someone having sex with a puddle.
Hey, you know, lots of crazy shit went down at Wizard Yale, man. You guys gotta get there. Apply today.
Next scroll.
Next scroll is from Adam Castle. He asks, what does one have to do in order to get into Wizard Yale? Ooh, a segue question.
Again, you are the expert. Field it.
Well, okay, first you have to, like, do, like, a bunch of spells, and you gotta stand in front of a jury of sorts, you know, fully nude, because, you know, you could be tricking us. I'm on the council to pick people. So you get up there, and you do some spells, and then you take a test, and, you know, it's like getting into a regular college, except fucking harder.
I heard that you will put a puddle of troll blood out as temptation to distract the wizards.
That is part of it. That is part of it. I failed the first time. That's when I fucked the puddle.
Next scroll. At Jampolinski asks, what is the full oath taken by wizards who share knowledge? Well, it goes into a little something like this. I do solemnly swear to spread all knowledge of Orcspire and Darinos and never love ever again.
It is a very good, very, very serious oath.
Additionally, I will be faithful to the wizard's staff.
Yes.
Which is a long list of rules written on a staff. And I can't go through all of them, but Reese's and I will kind of sum it up for you. Number one, no candy after dinner.
Number two, eat all of your wizard vegetables.
Number three, if you're gonna go to bed, don't leave a candle on.
Number four, don't fuck any blood puddles.
Now, this was before you took this oath that you did that, right, Reese's?
No comment.
Number 689. If you're gonna have a cat, you gotta clean the litter box. No poops. No poopy poops in your house of knowledge. Number six, no kissing girls.
If you're going to have a girl, number seven, if you're going to have a girl over, keep the damn door open to your bedroom.
Leave room for the Holy Ghosts, which is a friend of ours.
Holy Ghosts.
Holy Ghosts.
He's a good man.
He's a good guy.
Number 721. If you take the wizard car out, please refill the magical tank of fluid that makes it go.
That is important. Prices are skyrocketing, but it's an oath. We have to uphold the oath.
Yes.
And finally, number 88, no kissing your pets.
That one's kind of weird.
It's kind of tough. It's very tough to uphold that one.
I think the blood puddle one is the toughest, though, to be honest with you.
Well, that you are a nasty freak.
Well, I mean,
I saw you twerk upside down on from a vine.
Dude.
You were suspended on vines, and you were swinging, and you were trying to sex up an ancient tree that was very much alive.
Fucking wizard YOLO. You know snickerdoodle? That's what I always say.
Yeah, I do know.
I say it a lot.
Next scroll.
Next scroll? Matthew Medic Monnier. I don't know if that's French. I'm doing a French accent now, as Reese is the wise.
We don't know what French is, but we've read about it in an old book.
A comic book. Do dark wizards bone? Snickerdoodle?
All the time. We are good wizards. We can't bone at all.
They fuck until the damn two suns come up.
You just established there are two suns. People did not know that. They did not ask for that. But yes, there are two suns. But they will get nasty.
I've seen some cuneiforms, some writings that they've done about their sexual exploits. Oh my goodness,
Reese's. I haven't told you this, but I have a few animated scrolls in my locker. I'll show you later.
I would love to see those. I think that we could, you know, benefit from a little research in this area of dark wizard procreation.
Well, I'm kind of an expert at this point, but you can check them out. Next scroll! Atfoy's Noise asks, how much do you guys bench?
Nine horses.
3/4 of 2 rolls of cheese. That's it. I'm not very strong.
You are very anemic. But I think you need some iron.
The wizard doctors don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh my god. I hope you're all right, because that is quite pathetic, Snickerdoodle.
I'm not awake most of the day.
I think you could benefit from some exercise. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should go on some walks together.
Nah, who needs it? I'm a wizard. Next scroll!
Next scroll is from Zachary Mitchell. He asks, what is a controversial topic in your respective realms? For example, in our world, homosexual marriage is a hot-button topic. In Daranos, the use of medicinal magical mushrooms is very big right now.
Very controversial. And in Orkspire, the practice of shooting hoops is very controversial.
Yes.
You may call it basketball, but it is called Demon's Basket here. No one's allowed to play it.
Well, with a name like that, I can see why. I mean, it sounds
terrible. I think they should change the name, honestly. I think it's a poor representation of the sport. And it doesn't help that the guy who's the best at it is called Old Badman.
Old Badman, I have one of his Tops playing scrolls. His statistics are very good.
Very good rookie season. If you have the rookie card, it's worth 3 golds.
3 golds. Oh my golden rings.
Next scroll. Megan Bunny Renee asks, how much does wizard weed cost? Is it as much as normal weed or more? Well, Reese's, you are the supplier in this situation, so I will leave that to you.
Nice try, Megan. I know that you're a police officer, and if you are, you have to tell me, but seriously, that was a very pathetic attempt to get me to admit that I sell, in fact, wizard weed. Oops, I just blew it. Fuck.
Well, hopefully they don't have the technology to scroll travel to our time and arrest you, Reese's, because that would be very sad, and we would not be able to do this highly informal section of the show.
Yes, I quite enjoy this section of the show because it allows me to do something. Usually I'm just a worthless piece of fuck.
Well, I mean, you fuck puddles, so...
Goddamn right, I'd love it.
If it rains around here, Reese's is gone for a few days.
I'm going a puddle fucking bender.
Well, with that is all the information you shall receive. Tune in next week. Well, maybe we won't talk about puddles anymore.
Yes, we probably will, though. I any chance I get, I bring it up. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. Good day, goodbye, and that's it. Just go. We have to go. We need a better way to get out of here, Reese's.
We are very bad at outros. I don't know how to do them.
I'll close the portal.
All right, well, that was a lot of information from those two yet again.
They're very informative. I'm glad that we have them on the show.
Very informative, possibly too informative.
If that's a thing, then that they probably are that, yes.
It's called TMI, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well, the prompt for next week, Josh, is suggested to us by @AwakenBennyHeim, I think that's how you say it, on mm-hmm. Twitter. Penny, the puppy who I live with, she's barking. She's upset. The prompt is forbidden spells. So we will be talking about that next week. I wanted to say thank you to Danny Saya, who drew a great illustration of both Flyman and Axel.
Also, thank you to Chase Christie, who drew an awesome rendition of Whitebeard the Ghost Pirate and his peg dick.
And also thank you to Dylan Dermier, sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, mm-hmm. who drew an awesome illustration of Lady Saberblood just a couple hours after the episode was posted, and Muscles Bear. All these are posted yep. on the Twitter and Facebook if you guys want to check it out. Fantasy Fiction on Facebook and Fantasy Fic Pod on Twitter. Also check out the subreddit, which is Fantasy Fic, and you can submit stories there, submit art, or talk about your favorite staff. I will also say that Keep On Wizarding shirts are coming. They yes. may actually be up by the time this is posted. Who knows? We'll see how much time I have. But with that, Josh, I gotta say, guys, have a happy Halloween, okay?
Have a happy Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. Don't eat any razor apples or whatever.
Don't lay in the middle of the street in yeah. all black clothing.
Don't do
like,
that.
Like, in the program. I know that's not a Halloween thing, but that's just the thing I don't think you should do.
Agreed.
Do you remember they cut that from that film?
I do remember that.
It's not even in the DVD.
That's stupid. That's why that movie's mm-hmm. stupid.
But tell you what. You know what's not stupid?
I know what's not stupid.
Free candy. Guys, enjoy Halloween. And with that, Josh?
Keep on wizarding!
Keep on wizarding, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.